The Sentai Review, episode 106, Kamen Rider Super! Okay, so here we are. Another Wednesday is another Sentai, and because I dropped the tag and immediately got blah blah da da dude, we have to talk about something.
None of us did that.
He is not in the wrong.
Yeah, the show itself is called Super
One. He corrected me exactly like every fan is going to correct me before they even get this far in the show. I already know it. Somebody's going to hear Kamen Rider Super, and they're going to be like, oh my god, and they're going to go to the keyboard and be like, blah, 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 and they're going to hit enter, and then it's all of a sudden going to be like, by the way, we got to talk about this, because the name of the show is Kamen Rider Super 1, but I thought that you don't say 1, and just like you don't, like, because there's Rocky, then there's Rocky 2, 3, 4, 5, you don't say Rocky 1, just like you don't say Terminator, hey, I'm going to watch Terminator 1. You say, I'm going to watch Terminator, Terminator 2, Terminator 3, Terminator 4. And Scott is right. And I got a feeling that some of the fans are going to do that to me.
Oh, yeah. I will relish in this moment when it happens. I'm going to be like, good.
So, yes, the tag is wrong. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I mean, you could have just went back and fixed it, but no,
not
instead.
Fixing it,
I'm not sorry. I'm trying to hurry this the fuck up because my dick is on fire from this goddamn laptop. Oh. It's hotter than a motherfucker in this room.
Okay, so let's go ahead and go around the room.
This is, let's hurry this up.
Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
I thought he had the clap.
No, I got a laptop on me trying to update the RSS feed.
You don't get the clap till level 4.
What level?
No.
What level are you?
5.
Level 5. Oh, level 5.
Hulk gets clap at level 5.
What level are you?
2.
Hulk, yeah, Hulk gets the clap at level 5.
Oh, shame a pre-proto guy.
Nick the lone power.
You get crabs at 3.
And contact info.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Oh, boy!
Trying to update
sorry,
the RSS
he does get the clap
the
at level 4
thing.
Or 5. You fucked it up again! Oh, sorry, I don't play the Hulk! He's the one that figured it out. We're playing Ultimate Alliance. I do, on my channel, I do something called The Hangout, where we just kind of play some games, and what I'm really doing is getting footage for the other shows, like What's Up and whatnot, so I can post those. So for 2 hours or so, I'll be on there, and I'll just be hanging out, and people can comment on the sidebar.
Now, would that be Fandom with Bill?
Yeah, it's Fandom with Reploid Bill.
Yeah.
But anyways, while I was doing this one night, we were playing Ultimate Alliance, and all of a sudden, Seth goes, right, so I get the clap at level 5, and I was like, is that why he's so pissed off?
Yep, Hulk gets clap at level 5.
And then
5.
I actually make a meme out of it.
Yeah, and then he actually made a meme, and then we sat there for like, it was like 20 minutes during the hangout. We were like,
Hulk get clap at level 5.
Hulk not like skanky bitch. Skanky bitch give Hulk clap at level 5.
And then I made it to level 5, and I'm like, damn it, skanky bitch give me clap. I told you not to. Hulk need bigger condom.
They no make Hulk size condom.
Magnum condom too tiny for Hulk.
We did that for like
20 fucking
like
minutes,
20 fucking
if not
minutes.
Longer.
Yeah, all we did was make fun of Hulk.
That's great.
Dude, it was so good.
Okay, that's great.
So we're on the Kamen Rider Super 1.
That's still dumb.
Here's,
I guess,
and the
I
first
know,
thing we're going to talk about is Super 1.
Still dumb.
All right, for the love of God, please don't suck.
Please don't suck. Please don't
like
suck.
Oh, my
stronger
God.
Did.
Nope. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last time we had a guy was stronger.
My eyes
he
are closed.
He was stronger than yesterday.
No, my eyes
Shane.
Are closed. Tell me when to open
I
them.
Never did go back. How much hate
He's
did I get?
He's fucking awesome!
Holy
this dude is
shit!
No, my eyes are closed. I don't trust you, motherfucker.
No, Shane! No, Shane. Open Shane. Thine Shane. Eyes!
Dude.
This dude is cool. He's solid and he's cool.
Oh, fine,
the fact that my laptop is burning a hole through my pants has gone away now because that dude is awesome.
That dude
I don't
is
even give a
fucking
fuck.
Sweet.
Oh. Dude, does he got like fucking little web things on his wrist?
He's got tassels.
It's kind of like the Western tassels.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe he had like some weird web powered thing. It's like, is he supposed to be kind of like Spider-Man?
I wonder what he is because he looks incredibly reminiscent of the original Rider. Like a super form of the original Rider.
I can see a bit of a tiger.
Doesn't he? He's got the side thing here. He's got the gloves. His helmet matches pretty much what the first Rider was.
This
He's
dude just is
a
just
little
cool
cooler.
As shit.
And I like that color scheme. That white, something about that. He pops. He's really fucking cool.
Isn't that just silver?
It's a silver and white.
Yeah.
Like black and silver. Because if you look at
there's
it,
there's some white in there.
To me, it's white.
If you, oh, yeah, okay, for you. But,
like, with some of the like black marks, it kind of looks similar to a tiger design, but not exactly.
Dude, I'm digging this.
Makes you wonder what bug he is.
To
with the
next.
With the white design. Next.
He's just zooping on in. What's up, bitches?
He is cooler than the last few that we've done.
Stronger sucked.
Next. But oh, dude, he's so
fucking
awesome!
What's that cool thing? He's got, like, weird wrist laser gun things.
He's got fucking stingers. Pew!
Looks like a little ship, pew. Though.
What it reminds me of is, like, the sting blasters, like,
hey,
for things like
the
wasp
the side
and
of the
shit.
Belt.
Yeah. He's got buttons.
Oh, dude, he's got weird buttons.
Yeah, he
things.
Does. He's got Darth Vader panel on his side.
Because everybody
blue,
wants Darth
green,
Vader
blue,
panel.
Green, blue, green, red.
I'm guessing this
red.
Might be from the figure or something.
Yeah, it is.
This is
yeah.
definitely the figure.
Yeah, it's the special figures that come with actual.
And now
clothes.
When you look at
yeah.
the figure, he's definitely wearing silver.
Yeah, it's definitely a silver color, but it's so fucking sweet.
It is.
Dude.
No, black and silver do well together.
I'm digging the gold gloves. I don't know why.
It might be like
Goodwill
an extra
Rider
mode.
Won't approve of this.
The golden gloves might be an extra mode or something. So
because of his awesome
golden gloves. Dude, he's a beast.
Yeah,
it's the golden gloves. Next.
Oh, is that the dude who's
hey,
playing the Rider?
I don't even hate that
face.
Dude.
That dude's pretty cool.
At least he's not wearing fucking flip-flops.
Which one wore flip-flops?
Amazon.
Yeah, I wasn't in that one.
I think I know that this is a small.
There's yeah.
We have to be careful about that. I am starting to get comments that we all talk at the same time.
We do.
Right, but it happens a little too often. It's beginning to get hard to understand
to
what we're saying
fair,
sometimes.
That's podcasting.
Kazuya? Kazuya?
Kazuya.
Kazuya. The only thing I don't like about this is his design, and I know it's small, but for me, I don't care for the tassels. I just don't care for them. That's a small complaint.
What year is this?
1979. I don't know. I made a guess. Am I right?
I don't know. How am I supposed to know this
shit?
Feed?
I can't look shit up right now.
Use
your own goddamn phone.
I forget what year I was born in sometimes.
87.
I'm kidding. I actually don't forget that. I just wanted to make a joke.
Keep talking.
Shane's looking it up. Whatever.
It's what I'm waiting for. Next.
Oh, there's a more...
Yeah, he's kind of like a Western dude anyway. He's kind of
yeah,
got like
so,
a
yeah,
70s...
The tassel, yeah, the tassels are more Western, so...
The 70s thing, there was a weird Western style to some 70s
styles. Yeah,
there
styles. Was some 70s stuff that was Western-ish.
So that doesn't surprise me that he's got like a tassel thing going on.
Well, especially because of his outfit when he's not in his form.
Right, but that's exactly
which is
what
actually not bad. I actually like that look.
But that's exactly what I'm referencing. In the late
70s...
It's weird
that he's wearing tennis shoes.
In the late 70s, you did see a lot of the fashions going into a Western look.
I was wrong, but I was close. 1980.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even then...
So
the,
was,
next,
was
beginning
it 97
of the 80s,
to 90, 80 or
80 to 81.
Okay. Oh, this must be him being made.
This is the seventh installment of Kamen Rider.
Yeah, that's
Super One is taking a nap. You better be quiet.
He's probably being made. I think it's exactly what that is.
Yeah.
Next.
They even gave him a pillow.
Dude, he's fucking sweet, dude.
Like, is he getting ready to do, like, a cool move with that pose? Or is
probably.
He just doing some
maybe
weird
just
pose?
A pose?
I'd imagine he's
getting I hope
ready
it's
for
a
something.
Cool move, like a giant beam of death.
Next. Now he's just fucking dancing.
Nothing wrong with jigging.
Next. Oh, we got the scarf. The scarf came back.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got the buttons again.
Next.
They look like buttons. I'm not sure.
I'm Kamen Rider Super 1.
Makes me wonder if there was supposed to be a Super 2 to go along with this one.
Concerned how often the Riders...
That's what's bugging me about it.
Concerned how often the Rider years were, there might have been if they didn't change their mind.
Yeah, but... Man, that name fucking bothers me. Because if he doesn't get a part... If he doesn't get a Super 2... Then Super 1 just sounds redundant and ignorant.
That, or if it's supposed to be something really dumb like Super Minus 1.
I don't know.
I highly doubt
it. I guess
I
haven't seen the show.
Cannot confirm nor deny.
This is interesting.
RSS feed almost
done. I just learned a little bit more about him.
Uh-oh.
He's an astronaut who was built by NASA into Super 1 as a space exploration and development cyborg.
That's why he's Super 1.
So there was going to be a Super 2 and a Super 3 and a Super 4 and a Super 5, but it didn't happen. Stop reading now. You don't want to ruin the show by knowing the storylines, the things we're going
to
see.
Well, I just
but at least explains it now, because
yes.
It's basically
yeah.
like
so
the
there was
Apollo series.
So there was supposed to be more.
Look at that. Diving just a little bit farther, I was able to help.
That does help it, but it still brings up my same problem. If we only ever launched one Apollo, it just would have been Apollo. We wouldn't have been as redundant as to call it Apollo 1.
He's got a point because there was only one Challenger.
Right. Yes.
And when it blew up, they were like, yeah, no, we ain't doing that again.
Do not make a second one.
Either there has to be more of him, and they're talked about in the show, or there's none of him, and they never made another series continuing him, which I don't know that.
We don't know.
It could have been like a one-off thing, too.
What do
you mean? Could have just been implied that there were more.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Unless there's an implication that there are more of them, Super One is a redundant, stupid name.
It would have been fine.
There's not. We don't call him Stronger One. There is a Rider 1 and a Rider 3 and a Rider 2, but there are multiple Riders. If there was just one Kamen Rider, he would just be Kamen Rider. This name is dumb.
Well, we don't call him Stronger 1 anyways because he lost hard.
But I'm just saying, if there's only one Amazon, shouldn't he be Amazon 1? Because there's one? Because if there's only one of him,
this name
is stupid.
I like Volcano Guy. No, there's only one of him.
I completely agree with you on this. If they would have just dropped the one
and
just called him Kamen Rider Super, I'd have been okay with that.
That's
actually a cool name.
Next. Dude, I think he's awesome.
He's getting ready to whoop an ass, and it's freaking sweet.
Next.
I love these. There's some nervousome of his internal...
Some schematics.
Next.
So, I have a question. Go back real quick, because I have a quick question. They show you half his body, right?
Yes.
Now, they always do that with these pictures. So, I'm assuming, since he is a cyborg, I'm assuming that his left leg is real, like a real human leg.
No.
This is, they're showing you
They're just
his
doing
insides.
Like, hey, this is how his insides look.
No, he is. That's what he is. When they make the Riders, from what I understand, the Riders are cyborgs. They're just like... Which is kind of strange to me, kind of like how Cyborg is like Cyborg 009, but they're not, they're like androids, so it should be Android 009, because there is a legitimate fucking difference.
Yes.
A Borg is a cyborg.
Data is an android.
Yes, there's a difference. This guy is a cyborg. He's living tissue, humanoid person with cybernetic functions. It's machine and man melded into a new form. That's a cyborg.
That's why they call it cyborg in Japan, and we call them androids here.
Yes.
17 and 18 were cyborgs.
No, they were artificial humans.
Until we've all got
to go. Bill's got to go to work.
Yeah, they were in Japan, they were literally referred to as artificial humans.
Okay.
This is artificial human 17, artificial human 18, artificial human 19.
I can understand why they wanted to shorten that up because that's kind of...
Yes.
Artificial human super 7 or super 13.
Over here we called them androids.
Mm-hmm.
But in both continuities they're confusing because one of them had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if she can do that and she wasn't made human, what the fuck is she? Artificial human might make a little more sense. Maybe he made a person. Maybe it's a Frankenstein view.
From what they said,
we're talking Dragon Ball Z all of a sudden, but that's because this guy is relevant to the idea. He's a cyborg.
I don't want to make this a Dragon Ball Z.
Because he's still a dude.
I don't want to make this a Dragon Ball Z conversation,
if you cut his arm off, he would still bleed blood and whatever else he has. Whatever.
He would spark and bleed.
Yeah.
To save some time with that, from what I've heard, 17 and 18 were mostly human altogether.
No, because we see their blueprints and they're mostly android all the way through.
But yeah. Bulma
makes a controller that can shut them down with an electrical pulse. Even Gero has to turn them on. You don't turn a cyborg on. He's a living dude that now needs both the human and the cybernetic functions in order to be a cyborg living person. You can't turn him off.
Because
you'll kill him.
Lot of problems with our translation for Dragon Ball Z coming into America.
But there's a lot of problems with their translation. What is an artificial human? This is a Dragon Ball Z topic. I'm sure we'll be able to do this on pages.
Wait.
If you really want to have this
better
argument.
Solution. Forgetful Toriyama.
This is a true statement as well. Forgetful Toriyama all the way on that motherfucker.
You know what? I'm going to do some research into this, and we'll talk about this later.
Next.
There he is.
See, 80 to 81. Look at you.
Dude is cool as shit looking.
Dude, he is.
He's got three different...
Yeah, he's got different gloves.
Two different gloves, because the one in front...
Well, he's also got the gold. So we know three different gloves so far, because that's the silver gloves, and this is like a red gloves, and he has like a punchy mechanism or something.
Oh my god, it's a power glove.
Dude, it is a power glove.
Yeah. Dude, that is sweet.
He had the power glove before it was so bad.
Dude.
No, he's the reason why it became so bad.
Because he kept punching people with it, and then it didn't work anymore.
Bill.
That's not what it's made for, but you said it's power glove.
It's so bad.
Next.
That movie is so...
Dude, he's fucking sweet.
And he's even got a V on his glove.
That's also
cool,
too.
The V stands for victory.
Next.
That dude is so freaking sweet with the toy.
This toy is glossy, actually, if you look at it.
There's only one problem with him.
Let me find it.
It's in his missile. I've seen that missile before.
Ah! That's the ex-wife.
That's the ex-wife.
He has two
ex-wives.
Oh, that's going to do nothing.
All
it's going to do is bounce off the enemy, and they're going to be like...
It's going to fizzle out, like, halfway there. It's going to be like...
I'm going to hit him with the ex-wife. Tink! Hold on, I'm going to hit him with the other ex-wife. Tink! Goddamn exes.
Hammer tech. If anybody doesn't know, that's an Iron Man reference, but
next.
I'm pretty sure everyone should know that.
I don't know.
He's a sword!
Sword!
It's a cool sword, too.
It's also the same color as his design.
Dude.
Well, next. Dude, color coordination.
Yeah.
Come on.
Gotta stay color coordinated. Oh. Yeah.
This is nice.
Dude's got a sweet pose.
I'm digging the shit out of this dude.
This dude's got a sweet pose, man.
I want to see a show.
Next.
See, that makes it look like those are supposed to be chains.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if he has moves that include the tassels, excuse me.
Are we sure those are tassels and not chains? They're hard to tell.
They could become chains.
Pretty sure they're tassels, but that doesn't mean they can't become something else, because cyborgs and superpowers.
Okay. I'm not going to argue
next.
With that.
Because, they're tassels.
They're tassels. Yeah. Now you can see them.
Dude, the artwork...
See, now that's like the Elvis tassel thing going right there.
The artwork, that makes sense.
Yeah.
This is 80, 81. I mean, they're coming out of the 70s.
Yep.
And they could have...
Elvis Rider.
And Elvis
He's still
died in
cool as shit.
So they could have wanted to, I don't know, tribute.
I don't know how much Japan wanted to tribute him, but it's true that a lot of Japanese styles will often follow what we're doing. And sometimes vice versa, for that matter. We take styles off of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, they kind of followed our punk movement and things like that for a while there. And
David Bowie, his Ziggy Stardust actually had a huge impact over there.
That's what I mean. So, when you look at
you see a lot of androgynous people in anime and stuff.
Right. Next. Oh, he's fucking awesome.
Do you know who he reminds me of?
This dude just keeps getting more and more badass.
You know who he reminds me of, Bill?
What?
Oh. Kasher and Sin.
Oh, now you just made him the coolest thing ever.
All right, that's it. Seth, this guy gets a 5.
Yeah.
Next.
Can we rate above?
Wait. There.
We're not even done
yet. Wait a second.
Now they're chains.
Bill.
As a technicality, Seth, this guy gets a 5.9.
He also has some Guyver in him.
It's a little bit of Guyver, a little bit of Cashern.
I'm seeing it. I don't know if anybody else is, but
Bill,
I am.
This guy gets a 5.9.
Next.
Because we're allowed to do that as long as it doesn't hit 6.
It doesn't matter.
Chibi, dude!
He looks awesome.
Chibi.
I usually hate Chibi stuff, but that was cool. Dude, his motorcycle is kind of weird.
Kind of a motorcycle.
Not liking his fucking police bike.
It looks like a police bike.
Not liking his police
bike. No, it looks like he's sitting on a toilet.
With police.
Police pooper cycle?
Dude, okay.
I take it back. 5.9 does not
happen. Not digging the fucking police pooper cycle.
I don't like his bike. I don't like his bike at all. But he himself... See, that's the problem we've been having, is that lately these riders have been kind of derpy looking.
But their motorcycles have been kind of cool.
Yeah, their motorcycles have been fine.
Especially their Darkwing Duck cycle.
Dude, it's Darkwing Duck, of course. It's sweet.
Amazon had the Darkwing Duck cycle.
So when
they fucking save them.
Or when their sidekick is so fucking hardcore, it's impossible not to rate the sidekick higher. Yeah.
Next. Oh, I really don't like
it. It's dumb. I do not like it. I'm sorry. If anybody likes that bike, I apologize. I do not.
Damn it. Why did you have to have a shitty bike?
No shit.
God, dude.
Next.
Can we just forget we saw the bike?
See? No, it's in too many pictures.
God
okay, hold
damn
on.
It.
I will save the bike a little bit here. It's slightly reminiscent of Ghostbusters somehow.
Okay. It reminds me of the
Ecto.
Nope,
that just gained
Doesn't
points.
It kind of feel Ecto?
A little bit, yes.
It kind of feels like from that the cartoon, the real Ghostbusters cartoon,
right.
They had bike in there.
Kind of feels Ecto. Yeah.
Okay.
Me.
Okay, yeah. So I saved it some points.
Yeah. Next.
Okay, you got lucky. Oh, he has another one.
Right, oh, so he's got a sleeker bike.
Unless that's the armor taken off of it.
Well, that's an actual motorcycle.
See,
because
there's a bike under it.
Yes, that's an actual motorcycle.
That doesn't look like a dirt bike,
but then if you... That, the next one, that's a dirt bike.
Right.
Because
the
wheels
are different. Maybe.
Does the bike transform into a super form?
What if... Okay, this is just a stretch here. But what if, depending on the terrain he's on, he has to use a dirt bike? What
right.
if? What if all that armor, like you said, breaks off... And,
and
like,
it kind of transforms into...
Because that motorcycle looks a little bulky. You know, that's not good
Because it was a motorcycle.
It's not
yeah.
good for driving in, you
Which
know.
Most every other rider up to this point has always had a dirt bike, not a motorcycle.
Wait.
Yeah.
If you remember the Spahn's Masked Rider, even though we want to forget it, he had more than just one vehicle.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I still have yet to watch that.
Who was this?
The Spahn's Masked Rider. He had more than one vehicle.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well,
so sure. That means it's not impossible for...
You know more about that than I do.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead.
I made it 2 episodes in, and that is literally as much as I could stomach.
Shit, you made it further than I did. I made it halfway through the first, and
dude,
I was like...
Kamen Rider's Masked Rider.
Shit, you made it farther than me. I've watched none.
Dude, it is fucking awful.
Yeah.
It is hardcore fucking awful.
Shane,
I cannot watch
you
it.
You made it further than I did. I didn't know it existed until just now.
Praise be to Yevon for you, yeah. sir.
No, Hail Hydra.
Oh, Captain America? I'm on board.
You gonna say it?
Oh, Hail Captain America.
That's not Hydra.
Yes, it is.
Nope, you gotta say Hydra.
Supreme Leader Captain America, son.
You still Hail Hydra.
Captain America.
Praise our in Jesus.
Next.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
See?
I played too many
the dirt bike. RPGs. The dirt bike, it's not the greatest looking, but, you know, it's whatever. I'm still thinking that it breaks apart, like all that. Because look at the terrain he's on in these bottom two pictures.
Hail Octopus. Superior Octopus. That's what I'll go with. He is the best Hydra ever.
Shane, that's the closest we're ever going to be able to say Hail Hydra.
Superior Octopus is fucking amazing.
I was literally just talking about the bike, and he went back to Hydra.
Dude. I will fuck
dude.
You up! No, I need to see this enemy from the front now!
About to get that ass
I need to see the enemy from the front!
Next.
Do we have one?
That's
he
not
just
the same.
Got kicked in the face!
He's not even looking, he's just like, yeah, bitch!
He, like, just sidekicks
dude,
him in the
he
face.
Was like, he sidekicked, he was so bored with this guy. He was like this, he's like, oh, let's fight. What's going on over there?
Yeah, he just fucking, it's not even a strong kick, he's just like, sit the fuck down.
Do you not know who I am?
Well, Bill,
that
no
dude
matter
looks
what,
like an
if
engine,
you have a foot in your face.
He looks like an engine monster.
Before you zoomed it in, I thought he had a bunch of eyes.
Yeah, he looks like an engine monster.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah?
When one gets a foot to the face regardless. One does not want to be there anymore.
What's on his boot? Oh.
Probably that
is
guy.
He helping weird armadillo-looking dude?
I think he grabbed him and then hit him in the stomach just now.
Okay.
I think. I really don't know, to be fair.
If only we could read what's in the corner.
Wait a second. Never mind. Not what I thought it was.
Because I can't read what's in the corner. Maybe it would tell us what's going on.
Next.
And we're back.
And we're done. Back. All right.
No, I'm in. So, Super One.
Bill.
I don't like his bike.
His bike hurts him.
The bike is very important, being he is a rider. It's like Ghost Rider.
And if his bike sucked.
Kind of important to
him. Oh, no.
Him.
Don't you mean his car?
Though, to be fair, the rider, that's always a misconception. Just because Johnny Blaze rode around in a bike, there have been riders that had horses,
which is
riders
cooler
that had motorcycle, riders that had cars, riders that... There was a rider in one book, if I'm not mistaken, there's an actual rider that got on an elephant and it turned into a giant skeleton flaming mammoth.
Whoa, I need to see this!
Every rider is going to do something
different. Whatever he gets
different.
On,
that
he
rider
trains
is the
mutants.
Coolest.
Now, you're going to sit there and complain about the car when that stupid fucking movie, he got into a fucking crane.
He did, and it became a Ghost Rider crane.
That was dumb, too.
Whatever he
Car's
happens
cooler.
To be, whatever he happens to be riding transmutates into what he has.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like these guys are always on motorcycles. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's all we'll ever see. All
right, so Seth, this guy gets a 4.8 from Nick.
And I because
the bike hit him hard.
I think I'm there, too. I think I'm at 4.8. If it was just him, really
if we wouldn't have
him,
seen the bike ever at all,
yes.
This dude would have had a 5.9 because technically I'm allowed to do that.
No, you're not. Because 5 is our peak. It's perfect, and you can't be better than perfect. 6 would be omni-perfect.
No, because 5.9 is the top tier of perfect.
No, because you're more than 5 at 5 point anything because you've added past 5.
What if you're... What
if you have 5.2 apples, that's more than 5 apples.
Fuck you, Bill.
What if you're a god? Would you still be above 5?
That is omni-perfect.
Okay, that's what... Okay.
Nothing in our show shall ever be omni-perfect if the Green Ranger couldn't make it.
What if we find a rider that is just so explosively badass?
No. In fact, if I was to give you the right to give an omni-perfect a 6, you can only drop one
ever.
Because it's the most perfect.
Oh, we
so
might
you
have
can,
to save that.
You can go back through the Rangers and name one omni. One omni-perfect. That is it. Of every Ranger ever released, you could pick one. We're not done with the bots yet, so you can't drop an Omni-Perfect.
So, back to the Ranger.
And technically, we're not done with the costumes yet.
No, because we got new ones coming.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be all the time.
Yeah, that's
never going to change. Until
Sentai is like, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah, and exactly. since technically this show reviews Tokusatsu... We can start breaking into things like Godzilla and reviewing those monsters and things at any time we choose. We're just trying to lay down some groundwork with what we started on.
Yep.
But technically, we called ourselves the Sentai Review because that's where we started. We're a tokusatsu show.
I wanted to give an omni a godlike score to the Gold Ranger, but that pyramid killed him.
Yeah, that pyramid murdered the shit
God,
out of you.
No,
bunch of bitches,
shit.
Shut up and give me a
not.
Score!
Fuck,
I've already given mine! So is Bill! Fuck you!
I'm gonna give it a 4.7.
I'm gonna go a 4.8. Wow, so I was haterade. I gave it a 4.6.
You stop talking about the pyramid over there just because fucking Scroll dropped your Final Fantasy VIII score.
What did the Super get?
Yeah.
Super got a 4.74.
What?
His toys are at least cooler built.
Robot Super 1.
Bit of a warning. This is just a clone.
Yeah, the original's better.
He just has a
I'm not even
scar.
Rating that.
Yeah, it's a robot clone.
Wow. So, we've got
one.
two more pictures to go. This guy's done.
We got one co-op and we got one versus.
Okay, the co-op picture is pretty sweet now that we can look at everybody.
Here's
super fucking stronger still sucks.
All right, now here, because we have this picture, Shane, who is the worst rider?
Stronger. Just say it.
You're killing me with that one.
You got to name a best and a worst from what we've seen thus far, and here they are.
All right, best would be Super.
One. Oh, yeah? You think he's the best so far?
I think so, yes.
Okay, okay.
Super?
I'm surprised you didn't go for your pirate.
The pirate?
The pirate.
Yeah. You said pirate first.
I said pirate.
I would, but I stopped myself. I would have, but this pirate. Super One has a better design, in my opinion.
Okay.
So he's obviously my favorite. Worst, and I'm looking at you two. You know who you are, Amazon and Stronger. But because Amazon will kill you horribly, I don't want to get on his bad side, so Stronger sucks.
Okay. We got a worst on Stronger, a best on
Super One.
Super. I'm best on Super as well. I think this dude blew me away.
Super One. Say it.
Super One.
There we go. Don't want to piss the fans off.
Dumb fucking name.
I agree, but
by the way, that cost him a point also, if you didn't notice.
I know. The bike and the name.
And his fucking dumbass fucking One dropped him.
I told you what I didn't like. I didn't like the bike, I didn't like his name, and I didn't care for the tassels. That's why.
Unless there's a 2 or 3 or 4, he should not be 1.
So what about you, Scott? Which one's your favorite? Which one's your worst? Your least?
And I think I'm with you. I do not like Stronger.
Stronger sticks out way too much. And you think Amazon would stick out because he actually does look weird? No, that motherfucker sticks out.
I know I'm going to have to pick Stronger as the worst.
That's 3 for Stronger. Who's your favorite?
Man, he's getting assed.
We still got 2 more guys.
His ass.
Well, never mind. I think we have a 4th guy here soon.
Crap.
I don't know.
I mean, he's fun. Goodwill Rider is fun to talk about.
He is. I don't have a problem with him. Obviously,
isn't Goodwill Rider the one that's like the third from the left?
The one that you can see his mouth?
The one that you don't like because he's got the half mask.
He's also got a sweet redesign.
The guy that I hated that I have started to grow to like because that one guy found that one really cool picture and I was like, all right, yeah, that guy's pretty cool now.
He was redesigned for the movie.
The movie version's pretty sweet for that guy.
But he has adapt-a-hand.
But as far as best, I'd have to say Super One for now.
Okay, that's 3 for Super One and 3 for Stronger Sucks.
Holy shit.
Hey, Seth! Nick's going last!
No, Nick needs to go next because I don't know who the fuck I like best.
Too bad! You're next!
Then I'm giving it a 50-50. It's a tie for first place because I do that all the goddamn time over on fucking Jabba Wrestling Corner, by the way.
You do that all the time everywhere!
And fucking Jabba Wrestling Corner.
This motherfucker's indecisive like a motherfucker. Just pick one, damn it!
I can't because fucking X and Super are too goddamn cool.
That's true, but you know, I'm sorry. Which one is slightly cooler?
I can't pick, not yet.
Flip a coin then.
Who you got on the worst?
Yeah, who's your worst?
It's fucking unanimous, it's Stronger!
Man.
Fuck is wrong with you people?
I don't know. Nick is giving me a look like, I don't think I'm going
to
give it to...
If I was allowed to put one other dude in here, I have a dude that is worse than Super.
Who?
Stronger, you mean?
Stronger. I have a guy that's worse than Stronger. And yes, we did review him. He's just not in this picture.
That dude? I'm drawing a blank.
The Ninja Turtle robot guy.
Gan-Gan.
Yep.
That dude sucks hard.
That's coming up later.
Actually, I think I apologize to Stronger for that.
yeah, I think you did.
Because Gan-Gan
is
awful.
Stronger, you wouldn't have been my least favorite, but
he here for Gan-Gan?
No.
I don't think Nick was here for Gan-Gan, so he does not know.
You missed out on Ninja Turtle. Looking.
Somehow I keep dodging the really shitty stuff, except for some things.
He doesn't know
like
how bad.
Like Stronger.
He doesn't know.
No, don't worry. So far I have 7 listed on Shane's zeros.
So Nick, what about yours?
Oh, the best one is definitely Super.
I think I still have like 3 more episodes I got to go
through.
Like
Super One is the best. His design's simple, but it pops really well and it works really nicely together, and the tassels ain't that bad. Because he's got that kind of Western feel, and I like that.
And that's usually something that could throw you off. That tassel shit can look really tacky, and he somehow worked that.
He rocked it for everybody but Shane.
I didn't. I just that's
not now. Happening.
But they turn into chains and shit, that, so they obviously do something.
Yeah. When they're chains, they're actually cool. But when they're just tassels, I'm sorry, I just can't.
Now for the worst one, I'm gonna have to give it. To good will. Oh, no, I'm just fucking with you. It's definitely stronger. Fuck that guy.
I will put my foot so far up your ass.
No, I just wanted to see if one person's going to be like, that motherfucker's hating on Goodwill again.
Next.
Oh, this is the versus.
Which?
Super.
1,000% super.
Yeah, super was way cooler than those dudes.
Yeah, Super, One.
Sentai.
But I remember Denzaman.
Really?
Really? You're giving it to Sentai this year?
Are you fucking kidding me? No. Look at them!
Are you fucking kidding me? No.
They already got their own grades. They flunked. They got C's.
No, that's not flunking. They barely passed.
Yeah, they're squeaking they're
barely
by with 12
passing.
E's.
They're barely passing.
With the way the current education system is, this should be a flunking
grade. Technically, if they have all D's, it's because Goggle V got all F's.
It's true.
Yeah.
This is true.
Well, these guys suck, okay?
These guys suck. Nuts.
Super wins easily. Dude. Super would kill them.
So far, I haven't been keeping it in the back of my head. I should have been writing this down. Dude. I think so far, Riders, are they winning or is Sentai winning?
I think Sentai's winning.
Sentai is the one that's winning
Sentai's
our versus?
Winning, I think so.
Actually, if I remember correctly, when we left, it was tied.
Okay.
Oh. Now Kamen's
so
winning.
So that means the Riders are currently winning.
Yes.
Dude.
See, why can't we get the Riders?
The only reason was because, if I remember correctly, there was like 2 years where there was no Riders. Yeah.
Do me a favor.
So...
But there was also Sentai that year where there were two passes. Sentais. There was a year where there were two Sentais that went up against one Rider, and he got, like, I think he got smashed.
Do me a favor and go back one picture, please. I just wanted to see. Okay, he wasn't part of it then. I was thinking, because we have this, like, who looks cooler type thing, I was thinking that Super looks like he's a badass, like he can hold his own in a fight. I'm wondering how well he would have done against, I don't know, Captain Marvelous? Since that guy is good at killing Riders.
Captain Marvelous ripped through the Rider universe. Like, there was one dude that gave him a hell of a fight.
And he actually had to pull out a key and be like, let's do this.
Well, that's because there's a Rider
that can do the same
who has a type of card that can do the exact same thing that the Gokaiger do.
Dude,
he takes the card and he plugs it into this thing
and
pushes this button.
No. But that sounds fucking
sick. Oh, he can become every Rider.
There's a clip on there that Bill showed us of Captain
He's
Marvelous.
Awesome.
Captain Marvelous ripped through all these fucking Riders.
The fact that there's a Rider that does the same thing,
I'm wondering
though.
When we're going to get to him.
Oh, man. That's probably late.
It's going to be a long one.
It's probably late.
You know, we should probably do some more catch-up work on these here Riders.
We're a little behind. We're a little behind on the Riders.
Yeah, we can only get 4 episodes a month. To be fair, like that's about our
because we're a weekly show,
and we just hit 1980
and we have robots and Riders and other stuff, you know,
including porno that only one person agreed to, and everybody else is like, I can't wait for you to do that episode. Well, we're not doing it if nobody says fucking do it.
Well, keep your comments coming, but remember, every 25 episodes. We need your voices. Every 25 episodes, there will be something that will go up on the Fandom Night group page that will say, it'll be on the Sentai Review group page. It'll basically be an event thing that says, or what? More than likely it'll be an event thing, because now we know we're going to be doing this every 25 episodes.
Yep.
On episode 125, we will need your comments. This is your chance to say, hey, the show is great. I just wanted to write in. Just wanted to say this. Just wanted to do that. I don't like that you guys do this. I don't like that you do that. I do like that you do this. Please cover these episodes. That's your voice. Your voice is every 25 episodes, and it sneaks up on us faster than you'd think. Hell.
This is 106.
This is 106.
We have 19 left.
Yep.
before
yeah,
we get
like
yeah we have 19 episodes left before we get to 125.
It'll Hold sneak up, up
I,
on
I
that.
I think
ass.
I wrote it down somewhere.
And yeah, it will be here before
I mean,
you know it.
There'll be like a 2 week gap of being able to chuck a shit ton of comments in.
Yep. Yeah. Because
the
will.
Second, well, because wait, this is 106.
The oh. second we know
so,
that we'll be recording it.
So we'll be recording 124 as the second episode of that filming weekend
yeah.
before.
So, that means they'll
so
have
you will have 2 full weeks. To actually be like, hey guys, blah. And we'll
yeah.
be like, cool, we
we'll
save
we'll be
that.
Recording on September, I have it right here, we'll be recording 125 on September the 30th, so September the 16th, we will remind you, hey, tell us what the fuck ever you guys need to tell us.
And that's to say if everything goes the way it normally goes.
Yeah.
You never know, we could get some
oh,
wild time where because we have the free time, we record a third episode and throw it out early or something. I mean, you never know. Well, depends on what's happening.
Except for the one thing that we've pretty much guaranteed is coming, which is the 1,000 subscriber special.
Yes.
That one's guaranteed.
That's
we
something
just,
we have to do.
Yeah. We got to get that done is the only
because
problem.
Because to me, I mean, it seems ridiculous. It does. I know there are people out there. Like, you could type in Power Rangers review or something, and you're going to find other Sentai channels that have way, way more cred than we have. But 1,000 subscribers, I don't care. To me, that blew me the fuck away.
It's the
well,
start Bill, of
Bill,
the something.
Thing is, for fledgling, like, level channels like ours... Granted, we've been around for, what, 9 years?
Seven.
8 years?
Seven next month.
We're 7 next month.
All right,
seven.
Sorry.
Years.
Sorry, I was giving us more cred than we deserve. My
no,
bad.
No, I'm not letting our heads get too big, no.
All right, so we've been around for 7 years.
Yep.
We're just now hitting 1,000. We would still be classified as a fledgling bit because we've just never been noticed. So this is a huge-ass deal for our little crew.
Yep. We had this conversation on what was going to be episode 105, and because we're trying a new system, the recording tech did not quite work the way I wanted it to work, and we got screwed. We did like a two-hour episode. I got 15 minutes of it.
Yep.
So it's not being posted.
Oops. Yeah.
But we did talk about a lot of different things, and one of the things that we mentioned was that YouTube is a weird monster when it comes to us. And I think it's because we're a podcast. Because we're a podcast, YouTube only notices us so much. And this happens with all of our channels that we put out. We are a podcast.
Yeah.
On the podcast, per month, the Sentai Review gets somewhere around 16,000 hits a month.
Bam!
We get a lot of views. A lot. We only get so many here. The only reason we stayed on YouTube was because people became vocal with us, and for some reason, we'll get less views on YouTube and more comments. We get more views on podcast, and nobody ever bothers to click that email button. Nobody, ever. It's very rare that we get an email.
Well, it's because
yeah.
writing an email takes time, but sending a comment, you just go, click done.
And when
you don't have to
do,
worry about, did I type that... Did I type that email address in right?
But when we do get an email, the weird thing about it is when we do get an email, it's from somebody from the YouTube. Like, I'll recognize it. He'll be like, yeah, I've been watching this YouTube for a while. You guys are awesome. I finally decided to write an email, and I'm like, I don't understand. We get 16,000 views a month. Nobody ever hits email, but a guy will watch us on YouTube and be like, oh, shit, I got to write an email to him. I got It's awesome. It's cool that we found like a vocal community.
It's about damn time. It's been 7 fucking years.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. As of next month.
It just might as well be 7 years. Go fuck yourself, Shane.
I'm blown away that we are still here. That is not a joke.
And we're not.
I'm surprised I'm still here. I'm damn near left multiple times.
We're not going anywhere anytime soon unless we all die.
Shit, I quit twice.
And I kept it going.
Notice how quiet that got after he tried
to
make
like,
that comment.
I've taken like 4 hiatuses.
You could have gave it to me.
I could have.
One
I really
of which
could've.
Because of work, I think.
One time you bolted out, you were burned out. One time you bolted out because you moved really far away.
So that was number 2.
Yep.
And then I took a hiatus because of work, because I was at shitty Keystone.
No, you were still there because you started naming yourself the Brokadin because you fucked up your hand while you were there.
Yeah.
And there's like, there's literally like 9 episodes in a row where you're like, the Brokaden.
Oh, yeah, because I wasn't forced over on Saturdays. Because
you were
at Kingstone.
Because
I was injured.
Yep.
Yeah.
But after that, it was like, oh, shit, I got to work Saturdays
Dude,
again.
With his name, there's a lot of things you can do with
yeah.
it.
He's
Brokaden.
Been the Drunkaden, the Hungoverden.
Yep.
The Brokaden.
Yep.
Yep, Brokaden, the Pallymans.
The Paladin Ranger.
The Pally guy.
Yeah, he
the Paladin Ranger once.
Yeah, he was
because I was cool
Ranger.
As shit.
And we're Team Proto.
Because Bill was trying to be all super slick and
yeah,
shit.
And when you guys teamed up, you were Team Proto Den.
Oh no, we're still Team Proto Den.
Still Team Proto Den.
You got to think. Me and Shane do play games together from time to time, and anytime me and him do sit down and play co-op, we're Team Proto Den.
Proto
Den. Because Lone Guy sounds stupid.
Well, we were sad.
So we literally sat down. It's like. So, Shane,
team
we got to have our
guy.
Team name, man. And it's like, all right, so how are we going to do that? It's like, well, we combine our two names together because that's the easiest way because we don't have, like, a weird catchphrase or something.
No.
So it's like, well, we got two options, and one of them's kind of obvious. And Shane looked at me, he's like, how do you mean it's obvious? Like, well, Team Proto-Den is the most obvious. He's like, why? He's like, because Team Lone Guy is fucking dumb. He's like, yeah.
I don't know. Every time you say it, though, it makes me think of the movie Airheads.
Palaguy?
The Lone Rangers? How do you pluralize
nope,
the Lone
first,
Ranger?
Think about that.
The first part of my code name is Lone.
Yep.
Yeah.
My screen name is Lone Paladin. Two words. So, like, with me and Bill, it's...
Technically, when he... introduces himself, he's like the lone paladin, so technically the guy.
No, we can't be the guy because that's a copyrighted
guy.
Game.
The guy!
No, we can't do that because that's a copyrighted game.
There's a game called The Guy?
No, there's a game called I Wanna Be The Guy, and the main character is The Guy. Oh. It's a copyrighted game.
I had no idea such a thing existed.
Yep, it's a really shitty, trolley, Kaizo-type game.
Is he like the dude?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of the guy game.
Oh, my God.
You're thinking
God.
The guy game. You're thinking the Big Lebowski.
That
you're,
game
I'm
is
thinking
awful.
I need to take a piss and have a cigarette
I
after
this. I think
this
episode's
this
done. We're babbling shit now.
We're just babbling.
We gotta fill an hour!
No, we don't.
We just had to get it to 45. We're already past.
Oh, well, shit, there
so
we go.
So let's talk about the history of Proto-Den.
Okay, we're done here.
Yeah.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.